There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Time now to look at how technology is impacting the fight against COVID-19 and the spread of coronavirus here in the region and worldwide, be it web-based, be it app-based, be it otherwise. How is technology being used to better the lives of those being affected by COVID-19? Well, a group of students is using AI to solve one of the most urgent problems we're facing at present. It's called Health Hero Match. It's a website that we'll tell you more details about in just a few moments' time that connects medical workers with hospitals facing staffing shortages. It has been developed here in the region. It's also won first place at New York University Abu Dhabi's first virtual hackathon. To tell us about the project, we are joined on the line by part of the Health Hero Match team. Alexa Spaniola joins us live on the phone. Good morning to you, Alexa.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Not at all. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. Very early indeed for you. Tell us about the virtual hackathon, how you came to be aware of it as organized by NYU Abu Dhabi, and what the experience was like.
Yeah, well, thank you. So actually, in order to be a part of the hackathon, which normally takes place in person every year, you have to be nominated by your university. And each university can only nominate one student. And then all of those students are entered into an application, and then you're selected to be flown out. None of us expected, of course, this whole pandemic to transpire, so we all pivoted and decided that due to all of the problems currently facing us, we still needed to have this hackathon, of course, but we decided to have it online.
In terms of the online experience, and we're seeing so many different experiences at the moment online, did the hackathon lose anything for being online?
That's an interesting question. I would say it presented a unique challenge, but the students and mentors really rose to the occasion. And really, you know, the technology that we're utilizing in order to bring these ideas to life is the technology of the future. And of course, with global collaboration being the way that we build the things that shape our world, it's really awesome to have a preview of what that global collaboration would look like, utilizing tools to have telecommunications.
You were tasked with creating applications focused on COVID-19 pandemic and addressing how to fight it. Tell us about what you brought to the hackathon. Tell us about Health Hero Match.
Sure. So it's a two-sided marketplace platform, and its goal is to connect medical workers to hospitals with staffing shortages, like you mentioned, and also provide resources in order to facilitate a seamless transition for our heroes on the front line. We also use artificial intelligence to inform hospitals of when they will need more staff by detecting future peaks in COVID-19 cases in different cities. So it really accomplishes a lot, and it was a pretty ambitious goal that our team took on, but we were able to really do all of this in 3 days of work.
So in terms of how the AI and the website and the technology comes together, it basically looks ahead to potential problems in the future, taking into account the data, is that right?
That is correct, yes.
And how can it then solve those problems by making sure that those problems, that as you mentioned before, that there are more staff mm-hmm. available to hand?
Yeah, for sure. So since it's a double-sided platform, on the side of the hospital administrators, we're able to inform hospital administrators when their peaks are going to arrive so that they know they need to bring on more doctors and nurses into their hospitals to manage the load. And we believe in this way, we're able to reduce the burden placed on our hardworking healthcare workers and really improve the quality of care that the patients are receiving.
Well, obviously, it caught the eye of the mentors and the judges, more than 170 students taking part in the event from nearly 20 countries over the course of the weekend. What next then, Alexa, for the website and for the rest of the team at Health Hero Match? Is this something you can roll out?
For sure. Although nothing is official or public yet, we are in talks actually in my hometown of Philadelphia in the United States to be open to launching this project. But we're also open to additional opportunities all around the world if there are sites that would want to beta launch this project, which is pretty amazing to see. Our team itself is comprised of such a range of incredible individuals I've had the pleasure of working alongside. But having people from all backgrounds and so many different countries to contribute diverse perspectives, we really have ensured that this project can be relevant on a global scale for all of us.
In terms of the now, and this is a global pandemic that we are facing, this is obviously a global initiative. This is not, though, the first time that the hackathon has been hosted by NYU Abu Dhabi. Given the sort of the pressing time demands at the moment, is COVID-19, is the coronavirus pandemic forcing young, bright minds such as yourself and fellow researchers to come up with solutions quicker?
Absolutely. I think it's really forcing all of us all over the world to figure out what we can do to help. And all of us technology-focused individuals are trying to do what we can, just as everyone is, trying to figure out how to best contribute to solving these problems. And I truly believe that we will see so many bright minds emerge from this pandemic. And even though there is so much bad associated with this virus and the bad it's caused for a lot of people, we really are seeing people rise to the occasion to try to build the things that will solve this and emerge on the other side of this as leaders in this world, which is very inspiring to watch.
Well, inspiring indeed. Alexa Spagnola, thanks very much indeed for joining us, for staying up nice and late over stateside to speak to us live here in Dubai. Alexa is part of the winning Health Hero Match website team.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.